Having started Atlantic through playing the Doctor Katie Brown, the girlfriend of Rodney McKay, how did you get this role?
It was a few years ago. I auditioned up in Canada, in Vancouver, at Epic Studio. It was an episode where Rodney McKay was taken over by another woman, his body. I don't know if you remember the episode.
Yes, it was season 2 on Dewey.
Yes. Yes.
So.
And we were going on our first date. So
yes.
It was a nice episode where the beginning of our relationship with Rodney and Katie, and it was very, it had humor, and it was fun, and it was just one of those where the audition hit and it was right.
So can you tell us a little about your career? What was your motivation to become an actress?
Well, I lived in Los Angeles, and it was started out as a hobby. I enjoyed acting. It was fun. I started doing commercials out of Los Angeles at a very young age while I was in school. And I continued doing theater and taking classes. I did a series, a cable show when I was about 17, and continued the path, which led me to Vancouver maybe 5 years ago when I did some work up there as well. I was originally from Canada, and I started out, like, one of my first parts was on Patriot Games. I had a bit part on that years ago, and the last movie I did was called Slither, which was a horror film, kind of a thriller, comedy,
yes,
horror movie.
I've heard about it.
Last year I played the Brenda Blob. And I've just been spending, I don't know, 20 years doing this.
So you have played in many movies and series. Do you prefer Do you prefer to play for cinema or television?
You mean theater?
Yes, theater.
I love theater. Theater is so much intense work, and I enjoy the intensity of theater. I did a play in Vienna, maybe 8 years ago. I did Agnes of God in Vienna, and I loved traveling, and I loved the immediacy of the stage. I think the actor has more control in theater because the actor creates, the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yes,
television and film, you've got editors and directors and writers, and you have writers in theater as well, but they make the final decisions, and I think on stage the actor makes the final decisions, and it's really fun. And film and TV, and it's all fun work. Can't complain at all.
So, are you interested more in comedy, horror, science fiction, drama?
I would say throughout the years I've headed more in the comedic direction. I was surprised to get a sci-fi show because I tended to be, I tend to do more comedy directed jobs. But sci-fi definitely is big in Canada, and I was up there. And I think Katie Brown came along, which was a bit comedic, because she's nervous, she's a loner, she likes plants. I think there's something funny about a woman who spends her time with plants. and someone who can fall in love with McKay. A straight-ahead character would have a difficult time with McKay, I think. So I love comedy. I think it's a blast. And sci-fi, and there's a lot of horror film work that I've done. And I think because it's on the edge, you can go a little bit over the top. You can throw out those blood-curdling screams, which is fun. I think it's fun. So there's something comedic also about horror and thrillers and even sci-fi.
So about Atlantis, the first time you went on the set of the show, it was in the season 2. What was your feelings?
Yes, I believe it was season 2, yes.
What was your feelings, your impression?
I love the show. It's such a good crew. And David was he's so funny. I found most of the time I was on set, I was laughing.
Yes, you have a reputation to be a funny man, I know. Yes.
Yeah, he's very funny. And, you know, I'm not necessarily funny in person, but he's hysterical in person. So
yeah.
I think I played a good straight person for him on set. And it was fun. It was light. The atmosphere was positive and encouraging, and you know, the hours were sane. They, you know, we weren't working till 3 o'clock in the morning. The, you know, the directors I've worked with and the crew all take their job very seriously, but it's a very, very friendly set to work on.
So you said it's a funny atmosphere. Do you have a funny fact from the shooting you would like to tell us?
Let me think. Something funny. Well, there was some funny stuff on set with David where he, let me think. I mean, he was just cracking everybody up. I'd have to say, it's been a while. We shot that episode last year. You know, scenes where he'd have to fall down, he would definitely fall down, and it was, I have to think about it. Like, I said, I'm not the funny one. I just laugh at it all. So.
Do you have some common points with Katie?
Definitely. I think the thing about Katie is that she's a nurturer. She's nurturing. She's a grounded woman. I really like that about her. I think I have those similarities. I'm not a tough person. You know, I'm not a hard person. I think Katie's soft. I think she's warm. I think she's a good listener. I think she's also awkward and uncomfortable. And I think those are a lot of the traits that I also share with her. I think that's one of the reasons why I started acting. I think Katie and I are very similar. I think she wants a relationship. I think she's a soft place to land. And I think on that front, I'm very much alike her. I'm not a scientist, and I don't have a degree in botany. But other than that, I think we're a lot alike.
In the episode Quarantine, Katie and René are stuck in the botany lab. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, I think what's wonderful about this episode is Rodney's actually going to step out of his box, and he wants to make a commitment with Katie. And it's actually a really, really positive, wonderful time for the two of them. And because of the quarantine and because they're trapped in a very small room, the two of them really, really get to know who each other is. And Katie has hope and optimism, and Rodney is much more cynical and maybe much more difficult. And I think it's the first time where perhaps Katie sees this. I mean, Rodney has a reputation and for his intensity and his anxiety, and I think it's the first time Katie really, really sees it. I think Katie sees the situation as a time where the two of them can spend together, a time where they can, you know, perhaps get to know each other better.
Yes.
She sees it as a positive experience in a sense. You know, maybe they could even make out. Who knows? But I think it's the first time that she really sees Rodney for who he is, and hopefully, maybe it'll make him change. Maybe he'll learn something from it, or maybe he won't.
We'll see. So, Katie will be married to René?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm obviously not in this episode.
That's because...
But I think, of course, she would love to.
So, have you ever talked to the writer of the show about your characters?
Not very much. As a guest star, you know, I don't have the... I'm not there every day. So, the writers have their plans.
Yes.
They make their plans well in advance. And I know they like the character, and I know that Rodney's going through some changes on the show, but I have not spoken to them as to what the plans are with Katie. No.
So there is no plan for you in season 5, as far as you know?
Oh, I never know. I never know. Every season they give me a call, so hopefully they'll call me, but I don't know them.
But you would like to return.
Oh, it's so much fun. I would love to, yes.
Stargate have a lot of fans around the world. Have you ever get some returns from the fans of the show?
Oh yes. I've heard that's happened with some of the other characters on it. I mean, the fans love Katie. That would be wonderful. And I think it depends on which direction Rodney's going to go. If he's going to open up and maybe soften or learn something, then Katie definitely has a place. If Rodney continues the track he's going, it's going to be hard for him to find a relationship on the show.
Yes. So, did the Stargate?
But I just want to see Rodney and Katie kiss once.
I want to see these two, and many fans want to see it. Did the Stargate open new door for your career?
Definitely in the sci-fi world. It's definitely made me more aware of what a wonderful fan base the sci-fi market has. I think that it's such a fun part of the industry that I haven't paid that much attention to. I've watched the shows, and there's some really great sci-fi shows on that have been on for years, and it's really fun. I think it's definitely opened my eyes to that and the sci-fi world. So yes, I enjoy being a part of it.
You watch your sci-fi series?
I have watched them. Yeah. Well, I mean, I love watching Star Trek. I'm one of those. I watched Star Trek when I was a kid. So
Star Trek.
And there's a lot of fun in it, which I really enjoy.
Are you aware of Stargate Atlantis is a spin-off of Stargate SG-1? The series has
I remember when they were filming that. Yes, I am aware, but I'm not that familiar with it. But
So you did not know Stargate Atlantis before you were in the show?
Oh, I knew of the show. Yes, I did. I didn't watch it on a regular basis, but I was very aware of it.
What is your project for this year?
What is my...
New movie, new series?
Well, right now I am... I've been actually helping out a lot with my family, so I've taken some time off. I have a little girl, and I've been really focusing on being a mom. So, which Stargate has really allowed me to do, which has been really nice because they've been real flexible with my schedule. But right now I've been a full-time mommy, and I've been enjoying that. And I haven't been actively pursuing anything else at the moment.
So to conclude this interview, would you like to add a message for the French fan?
I just... love the show, and I love working on it, and thank you so much for watching the show and making it a huge success. I know it's doing really well this year, and I want to see Rodney and Katie kiss. I think it would be great to see what happens with them, and thank you.
Thank you very much for this interview.
You're welcome.